Doug padded into Killifer's quarters. Empty. The bunk was a mess. Hadn't been made in days from the looks of it. The place smelled of unwashed clothes and sweat. Doug closed the door as far as it would go. He's got to come back here sooner or later. I'll wait. He didn't want to sit on the grubby tangle of the bed. There was a slim, molded plastic chair at the room's desk. When Doug sat on it, he realized that his hospital gown left a lot to be desired. The chair felt cold and sticky on his partly bare rump. He jumped up and went to Killifer's closet. Two clean pairs of olive-green coveralls hung limply there. But once Doug held them up against his own frame, he realized how small Killifer really was. No wonder Bianca took his spacesuit by mistake. He's not much bigger than she is. So he waited for Killifer in his loose hospital gown, pacing up and down the tiny room in four strides. Suddenly an idea struck him. The Cermet cover must be here someplace, hidden in this room. Doug started to search through the drawers of Killifer's desk. It was the best night Jack Killifer had ever had on the moon. There's something to this hero business, after all. He laughed to himself as he headed back toward his quarters, weaving slightly along the tunnel. The party had been great fun, and just like Jenny had said, there were several women falling all over him. He danced with them all, then picked the one who had snuggled the closest and walked her back to her quarters. Sure enough, she made no objection when he stepped into her place with her, and as soon as he slid the door shut, she was unzipping her jumpsuit for him. When he left her quarters, Killifer thought briefly about heading back to the party, see who's still there, maybe go for a doubleheader. But as he started along the tunnel to the biolab, he ran into Ginny and Lev Brudnoy and Greg Masterson. "Have you seen Doug Stavanger?" Ginny asked him, very serious and concerned. "Little Dougie?" Killifer wanted to laugh, but held it in. "He's in the infirmary." "No, he's not," snapped Greg. He showed no recognition of Killifer whatsoever. They hadn't seen each other in more than 18 years, but Killifer recognized Greg instantly. "We are trying to find him," said Brudnoy, also looking so damned sober. Killifer ignored Greg. "He wants to be a stranger, fuck him." Suddenly it all seemed awfully funny. Little Dougie out on the loose. Maybe he'll fall down and break his neck. But he made a serious face and shook his head gravely. "Nope, haven't seen him." They hurried on past him. Killifer stood in the tunnel, blinking with thought. Dougie's not in the infirmary. They lost their little Dougie. Then a thought hit him hard enough to snap him into sobriety. The cover. Suppose the little son of a bitch had figured it all out, and he's looking for the cover. I'd better hide it, and quick. He started running down the dimly lit tunnel toward his quarters. Doug almost laughed at the pathetic stupidity of it. Under the mattress. Killifer had hidden the Cermet cover beneath his mattress. Maybe it wasn't so dumb after all, Doug thought. It had taken a real effort of will to work up the strength to touch Killifer's royal sweaty bunk. Doug held the cover in his hands. The murder weapon. He stepped over to the desk and placed it down on its surface, gold side up. And the door flew open. Killifer's eyes were so wide, Doug could see white all the way around the irises. The man stared at Doug, then his eyes flicked to the gold-plated Cermet cover, then back to Doug again. "Why did you want to kill Brennard?" Doug asked quietly. "Or was it me you were after?" Killifer slid the door shut behind him. "It was you. Brennard," he shrugged. "Couldn't be helped." Couldn't be helped. For the first time in his life, Doug felt real anger, a fury that threatened to shatter his self-control. "He wanted to be a big-ass hero, now he is one," Killifer said. "So what?" Before he knew what he was doing, Doug lashed out with a stinging left that snapped Killifer's head back and a hard, straight right, blurringly fast. Killifer slammed back against the rock wall and crumpled to the floor, blood gushing from his nose. Doug bent down and grabbed the front of his coveralls. Yanking Killifer to his feet, Doug cocked his right fist again and stopped. Killifer made no move to protect himself. His arms hung limply at his sides. Blood streamed down his chin, spattering his coveralls and Doug's hand, still gripping the coverall front. Doug pushed him onto the bunk. "Why?" he demanded. Why did you do it? Why did you want to kill me? Because you killed me, you snotty son of a bitch.
Me? I never even saw you until 10 days ago.
Your mother, Killifer snarled. She killed me. She took away everything I ever had. She exiled me to this goddamn cavern in the sky.
I know that, Doug said, but why? Why would she do that? What did you do to make her hate you so much?
Killifer stared at him, wiping at his bloody nose. Slowly a crooked smile worked its way across his face.
You don't know, do you? He asked, grinning at Doug. You really don't know.
All of a sudden, Doug felt slightly ridiculous, standing in a dangling hospital gown that barely covered him over this beaten smaller man. Killifer was cackling with laughter.
You don't know. You don't know a friggin' thing about it. She never told you, did she?
Never told me what?
About your brother. She never told you what your brother did.
Greg?
Doug felt suddenly uneasy, as if he were teetering on the edge of a tremendous precipice. What's Greg got to do with this?
He killed your old man, Killifer roared. He murdered your father, kid.
That's a lie, Doug snapped.
The hell it is. Your brother salted the nanomachines your father was using. The nanos didn't malfunction. They did exactly what they were programmed to do. Inwardly, Doug was falling off that precipice, dropping like a stone into the darkness. He heard his own voice, hollow with shock.
They were programmed to destroy the spacesuits?
Yeah, your brother asked me for a sample of nanobugs that could eat carbon-based molecules. I didn't know what the fuck he wanted them for, but he was a big shit with the corporation, so I gave him what he wanted.
You gave him?
Gave him the bugs that killed your old man, that's right. Nobody else knew. Just your big brother Greg and me. But your mother figured it out and shipped me up here. Feeling his legs trembling, Doug pulled up the plastic chair and sat on it, hard.
But why would she send you here to Moonbase?
To get me out of the way, wise ass. She didn't want me where I might rat out her son.
Greg.
That's right.
Greg murdered my father, and you helped him.
Hey, I didn't know what he wanted the friggin' bugs for. Not until after it happened.
You were just following orders, Doug muttered.
Right. For what seemed like hours, Doug sat there, running the story around in his head over and over again.
Mom protected Greg. She knew he'd killed my father, and she protected him. And she never told me. Never told me. Never told me.
So what you gonna do now, kid? Killifer taunted. Beat the crap out of me? Kill me?
Slowly, Doug got to his feet.
Killifer cringed back on the bunk. His bravado suddenly evaporated.
Get out of here, Doug said quietly.
What?
Get off the moon. Quit Masterson Corporation. Take early retirement and go back to Earth.
And if I don't want to?
Doug looked down at him. If I see you here after tomorrow, I'll kill you.
From the look in Killifer's eyes, Doug knew the man believed him.
Alphonsus.
Doug walked alone across the floor of the giant crater, his boots stirring clouds of dust that settled languidly in the gentle lunar gravity. He had lost track of time. For hours now, the universe had narrowed down to his spacesuit, the sound of his own breathing, the air fans softly whirring, the bleak, cracked, pitted ground. He passed the rocket port, where an ungainly transfer ship sat on one of the blast-scarred pads, waiting for tomorrow's launch earthward. Past the solar farms he walked, where nanomachines were patiently converting regolith silicon and trace metals into spreading acres of solar panels that drank in sunlight and produced electricity. Off in the distance he could barely make out the dark bulk of the half-finished mass driver, a low, dark shadow against the horizon. Turning, he looked through the visor of his helmet up at the worn, rounded mountains that ringed the crater floor. Mount Jaeger, he saw, and the notch in the ring wall near it that everybody called Wodyuchowicz Pass. My father died up there. Greg murdered him, and my mother covered it up, kept it even from me. Protected him. Protected my father's murderer.